The US says there are signs of progress in peace negotiations over Ukraine as it prepares to send a delegation to Moscow next week for talks with the Kremlin. Ukraine says it will keep working on the US-backed plan, while European leaders warn the process could still lean too far in Russia's favour. Meanwhile, US peace envoy Steve Witkoff is under scrutiny after a leaked phone call to the Kremlin appeared to show him coaching a Russian official on how to appeal to the US President Donald Trump. Maria Zolkina is a political analyst and head of regional security and conflict studies at Ukraine's Democratic Initiatives Foundation. I spoke with her earlier. Maria, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
How significant is it, in your view, that Steve Witkoff and other US officials will travel to Moscow next week?
I think that's pretty expectable after Geneva talks and Abu Dhabi talks, because some new draft was basically prepared after these two rounds of negotiations between Americans, Russians and Ukrainians. And now it's the final stage before let's say, Trump will step in.
And what do you make of the leaked phone call, which shows Steve Witkoff appearing to coach a Russian official on how to appeal to US President Donald Trump?
That's another piece to the puzzle, proving that the whole situation, the whole strategy with this so-called peace plan, starting from 28 points, which were completely in the interest and to the benefit of Russian Federation, this is nothing less than the special diplomatic operation of Russia, but not just a special military operation they are claiming they're conducting on the military battlefield in Ukraine, but basically in diplomatic arena. And unfortunately, this is a kind of shock for Europe and Ukraine, how negotiations are actually being held between Washington envoy and his Moscow counterparts. But this will not change, in my opinion, the disposition and role Witkoff personally plays for Trump. And the second thing here is that this another proof to the situation that basically US, Trump in particular, and Witkoff in the name of the Trump, they want to make a deal, and the price for this deal, the concessions on the side of Ukraine and Europe, and the cost for this deal, military and political cost, doesn't play a significant role. This is really about the deal.
How has this news of the alleged leak from the phone call, how's that been received in Ukraine? What's the reaction been?
The reaction in Kyiv, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
The reaction in Kyiv basically should be divided into reaction of a political establishment on the one hand, which was partially informed before this 28 points plan were leaked to mass media and were presented to the public. But Ukrainian establishment at that point tried to keep everything under the cover, just to hold some negotiations and decrease, the level of those requests, the scale of those requests and demands to Ukraine. And when everything was leaked domestically, this is the feeling of another push on the side of Ukraine, kind of second blitzkrieg, which Trump has already tried once at the beginning of the year. And that time it failed. But right now, the situation is different for Ukrainian elite. At the beginning of the year, President Zelensky felt very, very well backed by domestic support. And right now, as you probably know, Ukrainian politicians, especially surrounding of President Zelensky, are in the very heart of anti-corruption or corruption, actually, scandal they might be linked to. And right now, there is a lot of questions to political elite as well. And the fact that President Zelensky basically appointed the head of his office as the head of delegation for negotiations, this person might be linked to corruption scandal as well. This undermines the support for this negotiation team, basically domestically. But generally, no readiness for kind of territorial concessions like it wasn't before, and no readiness for restrictions on Ukrainian sovereign right to decide what kind of army, what kind of weapons, and what kind of political decisions NATO, not NATO, should be and must be made solely by Ukrainian side.
Do you think that Ukraine will agree to a deal where it loses territory?
I think Ukraine might be able, I mean, politician and negotiation team of Ukraine might be able to agree to some kind of a political deal when there is a freezing of the front line. I doubt that this team will be able to agree to any kind of formulation, which we have already seen in either Russia leaked Russia plan 28 points or evaluation European feedback to that plan, when there is stated that Ukraine basically gives up on its right to restore the control over sovereign occupied territories. So I think that some kind of territorial concessions, so to say concessions, will be still in the new draft, let's say, which is not linked right now. And this is, you know, a kind of political secret to what extent it was restructured after Geneva talks. But the maximum the Ukrainian side can afford politically to agree with is the freezing on the front line and sticking to, let's say, basically diplomatic means to restore the control over the territories. Some harder formulations would be really hard to sell to Ukrainian public domestically.
How much influence do European nations have over these talks and the outcome?
Unfortunately, European nations have been really playing a much weaker role than it was supposed for them to have at this time. And there is no one to blame except for two factors. One is, of course, Trump ignorance of what really Europe wants and his basically lack of political respect to collective Europe as to a single actor on international arena. But the second factor or second reason why they are playing now a weaker role than they should be playing is their own rejection of the very idea they must be more brave and more progressive, not reactive when it comes to military production, to proposals of possible peace. Europe hasn't proposed any peace deal or any draft for a peace deal on their own. So both at the beginning of the year and now they're just reacting to American proposals, which are, in fact, after all these leaks, as we understand, after Bloomberg leaks of phone conversations, this is basically Russian plan, which was presented as American one, but that was Russian from the very beginning.
Maria Zolkina, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks.